Commentator Anjali Primlani has been looking for full-time employment in the Chicago area. She hasn't had much luck, so she settled for something part-time for now.
Pushed about as I've been by the slings and arrows of outrageous lack of fortune, a few months ago, I began giving tarot card readings for money. Yes, I have that expensive Northwestern master's degree, and now I'm living the dream. 3 days a week, I sit in the front window of Something Wicked bookstore in Evanston, just north of Chicago. Their sign says they specialize in mystery novels, but what they really specialize in is comic books and Halloweeny joke stuff, metal frogs, chocolate-scented romance lotion, stuffed Cthulhu dolls, goth Barbies with piercings, and finger-bone candles that drip red and black. The biggest challenge has proved to be clothing. I'm not just selling advice, I'm selling entertainment and experience. I tried sort of a hippie big print dress thing, which made me feel like a sofa. Then, at the suggestion of one of the guys at the store, I tried the bustier goth thing. So on the first really cold evening of fall, I shivered in my window and tried to look mysterious and interesting. I actually fell out of my top, and I still didn't make any money. Eventually, I settled on playing Willow from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, a red vine-scarfing, wisecracking, Harry Potter-reading sister to the Dark Ones, complete with pop culture references and nerdiness. I get to wear regular clothes, which in Chicago's weather is no joke. The question I get asked most is, why can't I get a job? I've gotten answers as loony as, you are meant to start a school to teach homeless women to be hairdressers, and go marry your boyfriend in Canada. This makes people look really happy and say, oh, how could you know my boyfriend in Toronto wants to marry me? And tip me. Sometimes, all people really want is to talk. The cards give them an excuse. The money they give me lets them know they're allowed to bother me with trivialities, like dreams and fears. One guy brought me chocolate after a simply terrible reading. He was so grateful because I told him, your life is completely awful and you are miserable. He was used to hearing, just buck up, it's not so bad. There are starving children in Iraq. If my clients are a real sample, the workplace nowadays is a nasty and brutish existence. I'm not sorry to miss it. If it weren't for the big no-money problem, I'd be happy to flip cards and eat red vines for some time. I think I'd do some good. I know I'm cheaper than therapy. And at least I won't starve while I wait till I find a job.
Anjali Primlani lives in Chicago.